we're going to begin a new series together, or a new mini-series over these next few weeks. And we're actually going to walk through one of the most famous verses in all of the Bible. I'm sure you'll be familiar with it now. But the title of this series is Led by the Shepherd. Led by the Shepherd. And over the next few weeks, we're going to be looking at Psalm 23 together. Psalm 23. Now, some of you would have heard this psalm. Some of you would have heard it maybe at weddings, maybe at funerals, maybe growing up in church, you would have heard this word. And some of you might have it stitched on a cushion in your house somewhere. It might be a photo on the wall. You might have seen it. You might have it as a screensaver on your phone. But I want to encourage you, don't let the familiarity of this verse make you miss out on what God wants to say. Just because we're familiar with a Bible passage, or just because you might have heard it many, many times, doesn't mean that God won't speak through it in a fresh way, in a new way. Because we believe here at this church that God's word, the Bible, is the living word. That God still speaks through his word today by his Holy Spirit. And I'm praying that God would give us fresh revelation, that God would open your eyes and my eyes as we study this passage of scripture together. You know, this psalm, Psalm 23, isn't just a psalm, a nice psalm for us to read when life is going well. But this psalm is actually a picture of what it looks like to follow Jesus through every season of our lives. Through the good, through the bad, through the unknown, and everything in between. This psalm shows us how to follow Jesus during the season of life, through all of life. And so we're going to read this psalm together. We're going to begin this series, and we're going to read the whole psalm together. And today we're then just going to focus on the first verse. But this is what it says in Psalm 23, verse 1 to 6. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever." I'm excited to begin this series this morning. And as I said, I prayed about this. And I believe this is a series that where God wants to speak to us as a church. I believe God's going to speak to individuals through this series and through these messages. And I just pray that you'll have an open heart as we look at this series together and this passage of scripture together. And so we're going to begin this series by looking at verse 1. And the title of this first message this morning is The Wise Shepherd. The Wise Shepherd. And we read verse 1 again. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need." You know, this past Friday, I had the joy of doing something that I have never, ever done before. I conducted my very first wedding. It was the wedding of Reese and Ellen, and it was an absolutely fantastic day. It was a brilliant day. God's presence was there. God was moving on that day, and it was just such a wonderful celebration of love, of God's goodness, of joy, of family, of coming together. The weather was good, which I know was an answer to prayer. You know, the couple were glowing on Friday. The atmosphere, it was just full of joy. It was a fantastic day on Friday. But as I said, it was the first time I've ever done a wedding. I've never done a wedding before. And to be honest with you, I was a little bit nervous about that. Where do I begin on preparing for a wedding? How on earth am I going to put a wedding service together? I've never done it before. But then I remembered that Pastor Rob, my pastor, he gave me a little minister's manual when I first started out in ministry in 2017, when I became the pastor of our church. He gave me this little minister's manual. And that minister's manual, I've read from back to front. I've read it all the way through. It's got so many great helpful tips in there about infant dedication, about baptism. It's got things about funerals in there. And thankfully, it had some instructions on how to conduct a wedding as well, how to put it all together. And so I was reading through it, preparing for the wedding of Reese and Ellen on Friday. And that book was a real help. And I said on Friday that I also had some help from the groom himself, because Reese has conducted many weddings also, and he's been giving me some tips on how to conduct a wedding, which was great and very helpful. And I've also got to say thank you to my wife. I said this on Friday, but I've got to be thankful to my wife, because she endured weeks and weeks of me practicing the wedding ceremony. She played Reese. She played Ellen. She did both roles. We've been married, I don't know how many times now, after practicing all these weeks. So I want to thank you for listening to me and being patient as I practice these things. But, you know, I'm so grateful. I've had all these different helps, all these different places I can turn to get me ready, to help me. And it was just a wonderful reminder. I wasn't alone in preparing for their wedding. It was a reminder that I needed help. You know, I've been 8 years as a pastor, but I'm still learning. I'm still growing, still figuring things out. And I needed help. I was stepping into something I've never, ever done before. So I turned to people with knowledge, with experience, and with wisdom. And you know, that help, it really did make all the difference. It put me at ease for Friday. But, you know, as I was preparing for Friday, something hit me. And it was the fact of that if I needed all that help to lead a wedding, how much more help do I need to lead a life? If I needed to prepare and spend so much time putting this wedding together, how much more do I need help when it comes to life and the journey of life and the challenges of life, the ups and downs of life? Because as I shared even last Sunday here on Easter Sunday, 2025 hasn't been very straightforward. It's been a bit of a challenging start to the year. This year I felt tired on moments. There's been moments where I felt a little bit empty. There's been moments where I felt confused about certain things. Things have come our way as a couple that we've been challenging and navigating through and working our way through, as well as many blessings. God's been good. God's been blessing us. But there's been certain things with different areas of our life where we're thinking, how are we going to navigate through this? There's been moments where I've questioned myself. There's been moments which have knocked myself, knocked George as well. And I've been praying that. I've got to be honest with you. I've been praying, Lord, I need your help. God, I need your help. Even as a pastor, God, I need your help. I'm a child of God first. I'm a follower of Jesus before I'm a pastor. And I'm saying, Lord, I need you as my Lord. I need you as my Savior. I need your help, God. I need your help in this moment. And you know, I'm so grateful that when we pray, our praise don't hit the ceiling. Our praise don't hit the roof. But there's a God in heaven who hears us, who loves us, who is for us, who answers our prayers. And you know, as I've been feeling this over the last weeks and months, I've felt the Holy Spirit just gently remind me of this passage of Scripture. He's been just speaking to me. I'm so grateful that God just deals with us in a loving and gentle way on times. He knows what we need in certain moments. Yes, there's times we need correction in our lives, but God also deals with us gently as well. He encourages us as well. And I felt that over recent weeks, and in particular over this week as well. I felt God just nudging me as I've been just looking at this passage of Scripture, reminding me of this passage of Scripture. Now, Psalm 23, just a bit of context for us. This psalm, it was written by a man named David. Now, David, he was a king of Israel. But before David became king of Israel, the Bible tells us that David was a shepherd. In other words, David knew what it was like to look after sheep. That was his job, to look after sheep. David knew that sheep were dependent on the shepherd. Sheep often wandered. They needed a lot of attention. They needed patience. They needed wisdom. And they needed someone to guide them through the different terrain so that they were able to survive, so they could find the good pastures to eat food, to have go by the water so they can drink and so they can survive. Sheep needed a shepherd. And yet David, although he went on to kill a giant called Goliath, although he went on to be king of Israel, he never stopped forgetting that he was a shepherd, but also that he needed a shepherd. And so from that experience, David writes this psalm. But you know, Bible scholars tell us that when David writes Psalm 23, it's a lovely psalm, isn't it? We think it's a comforting psalm, it's a calm psalm. But many Bible scholars believe that David wrote this when he was on the run. David wrote this when he was in a very difficult position, when people were after him and trying to kill him. David was facing pressure in his life. And yet out of that, David pens these words that we're still reading today. David writes these words and David begins to share about who God is. And he begins, out of his own experience, to begin to declare who God has been for him as well. And so we're going to look at that this morning. And David discovers three things about the Lord. And he writes this here, first of all. And he shows us who God was to him. David starts this wonderful psalm in Psalm 23 by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd." In other words, David was saying here about God, he was saying that God knows me personally. This is what David was declaring here. David doesn't begin this wonderful psalm with this grand theological statement. He doesn't even try to be poetic in this moment. David starts with something really personal. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd." You know, there's one word here in that sentence that changes absolutely everything. It's so small, but it absolutely changes everything. It turns it from God being a shepherd to God being my shepherd. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd." He's my shepherd. In other words, here David is declaring that God isn't a distant God in the clouds somewhere. He isn't an old man in the sky somewhere who I don't know, who's just a rule keeper. But he's not saying that. He's saying that God, I know him personally. He says, "God knows me and I know him." He goes on to pen in other psalms that God created him, that God knows everything about him. He knows when he sits, when he stands, he knows his thoughts before he thinks of. David knew that God wasn't just some thing out there, but God was real. That God was personal. That God had drawn near. But David says here, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd." In other words, David is saying, "I know God. I've got a relationship with God. I've got a friendship with God." David isn't borrowing someone else's relationship with God either. He's saying, "The Lord is my shepherd." He's not saying, "The Lord is my parents' shepherd." Or he's not saying, "The Lord is my leader's shepherd." David says here, "The Lord is my shepherd." He says, "I know the good shepherd for myself. I know God for myself." As I said, David spent many years as a shepherd. This was his job. And he knew his sheep. I know that when we look out on the fields and you see all the sheep, we don't have a clue, do we? They have little markings on them. But I can guarantee you the farmers know all the sheep by name. They know every single one of their sheep. And David, he knew his sheep. He knew their personalities as well. He spent so much time with them in the fields. He knew which ones were the quirky sheep. He knew which ones were the bad behaved sheep. He knew which ones would be obedient and follow him. David was a good shepherd, so he knew what his sheep needed. He knew how to protect his sheep. He knew how to provide for his sheep. He was constantly aware of their needs. David knew the sheep were prone to wander, that they were frightened and that they needed their shepherd to survive. And so David says here, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd." What's he saying by that? He says, "I know the shepherd." But David is saying here, he says, "I'm not the shepherd." He says, "God is the shepherd. I'm just the sheep." In other words, David's declaring right from the outset, "I know the Lord, but God is the one who's leading my life." He says, "He is my shepherd." Now, I'm sure this morning as you came to church, you didn't want to be called a sheep, did you? We don't like being compared to sheep, do we? None of us want to be called a sheep. You know, sheep aren't the smartest of animals, are they? Out of all the animals out there, we don't like to be described as sheep because sheep aren't that smart. They need to rely on a shepherd. But we don't like to be like that, do we, in our lives? As people, we like to be strong. We like to think we've got our lives together, that we can handle this, that I've got my life. I don't need anybody else bossing me around, telling me what to do. I know what to do in my life. We like to feel capable and strong and independent. But how many of us know that life has a way of humbling us sometimes, doesn't it? Life has a way of reminding us, actually, you don't have it all together. There's been things that I faced in my own life that have knocked me, that have shaken me, that I never planned or foresaw. And it knocked me completely and it reminded me and humbled me. Luke, I'm not that strong. Luke, you're not that clever. Luke, you don't know how things are going to work out. Luke, you don't know what's happening in this moment. Life has a way of doing that to each and every one of us. Maybe you're experiencing that. Maybe in your job right now, maybe in your career, maybe you've hit a wall. Maybe when it comes to finances, maybe you're struggling with your finances. You thought that you'd have it all together, but you're struggling with that. You know, in life, we go through family struggles. We want everything to be great and happy in our families. But what happens when an illness comes, or a battle comes, or a struggle comes, or a child doesn't want to know, or things like that? What happens when there's arguments between husband and wife, even spiritually? What happens in those moments where spiritually we feel far from God, as followers of Jesus, where we feel dry, where we feel anxious or lost, even as I've been saying, even as I felt at the start of this year? You know, we go through life on times and we wonder, have I made the right decision? Have I done this the right way? We question ourselves. You know, it's in those moments that we realize, I don't have all the answers and I don't know the way. And that's in that moment, we need to realize that there's a shepherd who is there to help us. When we don't have it all together, when we don't know what's going on, we need a shepherd. Jesus himself takes this even further. David says, I need a shepherd. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. But Jesus said these words in John 10, 14 to 15. He says, I am the good shepherd. He says, I know my own sheep and they know me. Just as my Father knows me and I know the Father, so I sacrifice my life for the sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd and he knows you. He says, I know my own sheep. Jesus knows you. He knows your personality. He knows your struggle. He knows your story. He knows every high. He knows every low. He knows it all. There is nothing hidden from our God, as the psalmist says. God sees all things. He knows all things. But yet, not only does God know all that, he laid his life down so that you could know him. As we just celebrated Easter, Jesus, the good shepherd, laid down his own life, bore our sin and shame on the cross, so we could know him, so we could have a relationship, a friendship with him. This is personal. As John 3:16 says, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Now, whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, when we think of that, we think Jesus did it for the whole world. But know this morning, Jesus died and rose again for you, so that you might know him. He knows you like a shepherd knows his sheep. Jesus needs you. And maybe you've come here today and you say, I haven't got my life together. I'm a mess. You know, Jesus will never accept me. He laid down his life for you so you would know him. He wants you to know him. David starts the psalm and he says, the Lord is my shepherd. I wonder this morning, do you know him? I wonder today, is the Lord truly your shepherd? Or have you got control of your life? Do you know him personally? Or are you leading your life? He is faithful. He knows you. But also, David says here that the Lord is my shepherd. When he's saying that, he says, the shepherd knows where to take us as well. The shepherd knows us personally, but the shepherd leads us wisely as well. Now, when we picture shepherds, when I picture this psalm in particular, we often imagine rolling lush hills, don't we? We imagine the Welsh valleys. I don't know if that is the Welsh valleys. I'm not sure, but it looks like it, doesn't it? It looks like the mountains around where we are. We think of sheep in this lush green pasture enjoying themselves. That's what I think of when I think of Psalm 23. But you know, when David wrote this psalm, it didn't look anything like that. That's not what it looked like in Israel at the time. In fact, the landscape in ancient Israel, in particular, the Negev Desert, it was dry, it was rugged, it was dangerous. I don't know if I've got a picture. There's a map of it. Sorry, Dave. I'll go back to the map if that's all right. As you can see on the map here, this would have been the terrain where David would have shepherded. He was from Bethlehem and all that area. It would have been a desert area. It was dry. It was rough. If I could have another picture. Thank you, Dave. That is actually the Negev Desert, which isn't far from Bethlehem. So that's the area where David was looking after sheep. Nothing like our valleys, is it? And it's interesting when he writes this psalm. Rocky cliffs, narrow paths, you know, valleys which could have been death traps. You know, it wasn't easy to keep sheep alive in this area, is it? It's fine in the Welsh valleys, but imagine trying to be a shepherd in Israel during the time. And as I said, sheep aren't smart. They aren't clever. So can you imagine looking after them in there? You'd lose them all the time. It'd be, you know, there's so many things that could come against the sheep there. You know, as I said, this was a desert. And in the desert and in Israel at that time, there would have been a lot of different things that could have come to destroy the sheep, kill the sheep. And the shepherd had a very tough time. There's many, many dangers. I think I got another photo of some of the dangers that are, I don't know if it's there, Dave. No, not coming up. That's all right. Don't worry. But there are many dangers that the shepherd had to fight off to look after the sheep. There were things like bears. There were lions. There were wolves. There were foxes. There were jackals. There were jaguars. There were all these predators that were trying to get the sheep. And on top of that, because the sheep are silly, sometimes they don't know what they're eating. They were poisonous berries. There were trees. There were thorns, bushes that they could have got caught into. It wasn't an easy job at all. On top of all that, there would have been poisonous insects like spiders and scorpions and all of these different things. In this area here, not only was it dry and it was boiling hot during the day, it would have been freezing cold in the night as well. This part of the world was prone to flash flooding as well. So it would have been very, very dangerous to be a shepherd in this area. So if you were going to be a shepherd and you were going to have to look after sheep in this sort of environment, you had to be a clever shepherd. You had to be a smart shepherd. You had to be a capable shepherd. You would have had to have been a caring shepherd as well. And when David here, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd," he's saying, "God, I know that you are wise enough to lead me through the difficult challenges of life, through the dangerous terrain of life." You know, we go through so many things, don't we, in our lives, things that we don't expect, challenges, hardships that come our way. But you know, something that I have discovered is that Jesus is smart enough, wise enough, clever enough to lead us through every season and through every challenge. Whatever you are going through this morning, if there's a personal problem, if there's a family struggle, financial, career, spiritual, you name it, whatever it is, Jesus is capable enough to get you through that. Just as David would have been a clever and wise shepherd to lead the sheep through all of that, those challenges and those difficulties, our good shepherd is capable and strong enough and wise enough to lead us through every challenge. The Bible says this in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. It says, "And I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will guide you with knowledge and understanding." I thank God for the great men and women who He has placed in my life, for the family members, friends, for people here in the church who have helped me and helped me navigate through challenges in life. But I want to say this morning, there's only one who can truly guide us through every season and every challenge. I thank God for these people, but there's one good shepherd. And if you find yourself this morning in some challenging, confusing circumstance and you're unsure about your next steps, I want to encourage you, turn to the good shepherd. Because He will lead you. He knows how to protect you. He knows how to comfort you. He knows how to strengthen you. He knows how to guide you and lead you in all things. You can trust the Good Shepherd. You can trust Jesus. He's wise enough. He's smarter than AI. He's smarter than Google. He's smarter than any person that you know. God knows what He is doing. He's the creator of all things, the heavens and the earth. And so if He knows all things, then I'm sure He can guide you through whatever you are going through in your life as well. He is a good shepherd, a wise shepherd. And so you don't have to fear. And just as we come to a conclusion this morning, whatever you are going through today, wherever you find yourself, not only is he a personal shepherd, not only does He know you personally, not only does He lead you wisely, but God, the good shepherd, He provides everything that you need. Everything that you need. David says here, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need." Notice here, he doesn't say, "I will have all that I need," or he says, "I might have all that I need." He says, "I do. I have all that I need." Why? Because of the good shepherd. You know, our world in which we're living in will tell you a lie. The lie of the world is that you need more. You need to have this in your life and then you'll find peace. You need to have this in your life and then you'll be complete. If you have this relationship, your heart will be whole. If you have this amount of money in your bank, then you'll be satisfied and you'll be successful. If you know this and know that, the world will tell you that you need, that you need, that you need. Have this, have that, have this, have that. But you know what I can tell you, even after 32 years, is this, that this world will keep offering you things, but it will leave you dry. It will leave you empty. There is nothing in this world that will give you peace, that will satisfy the longing in your life. No person, no drink, no job, no successful career, no car, no whatever it is. None of that will satisfy and meet the needs that we truly have in our lives. Our world will constantly make us feel like I need more. Our world will make us feel like we don't have enough. I don't have enough energy. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough strength. I don't have enough of this, and I have enough of that. But you know, David declares here, he says, the Lord is my shepherd. He says, I have all that I need. How is David able to say, I have all I need? Did David have a rich family? Did David have the best horses? Did David have the best fields? How was he able to say, I have all that I need? But David was able to say that because David's confidence wasn't in what he had. His confidence was in who he had. It was in who he had. Because David had discovered that if the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything. If I have God, then I have all that I need. You might not have everything that you want, but you'll definitely have all that you need. You'll have enough for what you need today, in this moment. You have enough for what you need to take your next step. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. My confidence is in him. And because of that, I have all that I need. Psalm 34, verse 9 to 10 says, fear the Lord, you, his godly people. For those who fear him will have all they need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry. But those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Isn't that amazing? That when we have God, we have all that we need. It's not Jesus plus this, plus that. When you truly have Jesus as your shepherd, then you'll discover, I don't need anything else. I have all that I need in my Savior. Jesus said these words in Matthew 6, verse 31 to 33. He says, so don't worry about these things. What will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you all you need. You don't need a bigger house. You don't need a better job. You don't need a new partner. You don't need more money. You don't need more of this and more of that. You need the good shepherd. And once you have the good shepherd, you have all that you need. When Jesus is the center of your life, you'll have peace. When Jesus is the center of your life, you'll have provision. When Jesus is the center of your life, you'll have direction. You won't have to strive. You won't have to chase. You won't have to compare. Stay close to the shepherd, and you'll have all that you need. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. And David said this in a challenging season, in a difficult season, when he was living in caves and on the run. But he says, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. I want to encourage you to make that your prayer and declaration this week. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. Don't just pray that when things are going well. Pray it even when they aren't going well. Because if he is your God, he is your Lord, you will always have all that you need. Turn to the shepherd, Jesus. He truly is enough. He is enough. He is all that you need. And so as we come to a conclusion today, there's an invitation from Psalm 23, verse 1. The invitation from Psalm 23, verse 1 is, don't carry the weight of your life on your own. Don't try and live this world on your own. Many people say, I've got this. I'm strong enough. I can get through this challenge. Don't do it. You'll fail. You'll end up in a mess. You'll be tired. You'll be burnt out. Maybe that's part of the reason why I've been feeling like this, because I feel tired and I feel challenged and I've been trying to take things in my own strength maybe. But God's been lovingly and gently reminding me, Luke, lean on me. Trust in me. In you, in him, I have all that I need. You don't have to walk this life on your own. In fact, you were never meant to. You were never meant to walk through life on your own. You have a shepherd who will lead you through every challenge, through every season, through every difficulty. He knows where you are right now, and he knows exactly what you need, right where you are. So whatever you're facing right now, you're not on your own. Turn to the Good Shepherd. And I pray that our declaration, your declaration, will be, the Lord's my shepherd. I have all that I need. Stay close to the shepherd. Turn to him on a day-by-day basis. Over the next few weeks, we're going to see everything that the shepherd does for us. All the things that he does, his provision, the rest, the restoration, the guidance, protection, the peace he brings. But I pray we leave this place today saying, the Lord's my shepherd. And because of that, I have all that I need.